Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
God is going to put us in many kinds of situations where we're going to feel our need. Anybody go out of a service here sometimes? And God's revealed something. Sometimes we'll go out and, boy, I just feel great. I'm ready to lick the world spiritually. And then Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening and Monday come along and wham! Anybody ever run into a battle in those times and all of a sudden it just seems like everything, the wheels have come off and everything slams against you? Do you suppose that's just happenstance? Do you suppose that the Lord just is kind of asleep on the job? Do we not realize that everything that comes against us, that makes it necessary to press, is ordered of the Lord? Every single thing. If the devil is allowed to come against you in any fashion, God has not only allowed it, he has ordained it. Because that is the very way that he wants to make you strong. Oh, there's so many things that we need out of that. How do we discover our needs if we don't run into them, run into situations and needs? My God, how do we find them out? How do we find out about that? Boy, there's so many different directions to go here. Lord, just guide my thoughts. But Lord, I just pray. I'm trusting him for his wisdom. One illustration in Scripture is this. When the Israelites were promised the land, all right, did not God promise that? Didn't he say that wherever you put your foot, I've given it to you? Well, the only problem was that land was not just unoccupied waiting for them to step into it. We would like there to be a place spiritually where we just get get somebody to lay their magic hands on us, and all of a sudden we are catapulted into this high spiritual realm. That isn't how it happened. For them to take possession, they had to fight. And they had to be willing to say, to understand, God gave me this. And not just that, but when it comes to the actual conquest, I'm not just here to say, okay, I'm going to run in and do it. You remember what happened when they tried to do that with Ai? God gave them that wonderful victory at Jericho. And it was like, okay, we can just rest here. This is awesome. We just send a few people over to Ai. And it didn't work, did it? I'll tell you, we're going to have to stay in touch with the Lord every single time, every single day. The Lord is the one who knows how to give us the power and the victory and the understanding and the faith and the battle plan, if you will. And I'll tell you, wherever God's people walked with him like that, looked to him, believed his promise, God came through. But how many of the tribes, how many of the people got to a place where they said, that's good enough. I've tried. We just can't drive these people out. So we're just going to live with idolaters living over the next hill. It's okay. God's given me this. I got a place to feed my family. That's good enough. Oh God, help us. I'm so glad God doesn't leave us like we are. Amen. We are so quick to just let go and compromise. I heard that word. Is that you, JP? That's exactly right. We compromise in so many ways, and God is so merciful and faithful. He understands our need more than we can possibly understand it. I am so thankful that he knows what he's doing and trying to order our battles. God, if there's a battle going on in your life, if there's something that comes against you, God sent it. And he did it because he loves you. Now, it may be because there is a need that you need to come to grips with and face. It may be just that he wants you to learn and experience more of him. There's no simple answer to everything. We're going to have to stay. That's why we need to know him. That's why we need to be in a position where we can go to him and with a humble heart and say, Lord, you've allowed all this, and I know you love me, and I just need wisdom here. What's his promise if we need wisdom? He'll give it to us. And he's not going to rebuke you and say, you foolish person, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you smart enough to handle it? He knows exactly where you're at and where I'm at. Oh, I'm so thankful for his mercy in all of these things. And of course, I guess I jumped ahead in a sense, but the very fact that we use the word press obviously conveys that there are headwinds, there is opposition. If we're going to travel this road, this heavenward road, if we're going to go that direction, we're going to have to go through opposition all the way. Folks, I need help. I need something more than I was born with into Adam's family if I'm going to not only choose and understand that's where my life is headed, but I'm going to absolutely need the power of the resurrection if I'm going to handle that. I need something that I don't have. And I'll tell you, the one thing that drew me to this was I feel like sometimes this is one of those passages that we say, yeah, that's right, press on. But it's so vague in our minds. It's easy for it to be vague. Yeah, I'm not supposed to quit. Okay, I get that. And I'm supposed to just keep going, put one foot in front of another. I get that part. But it's still kind of vague. And sometimes we'll see the big picture and I'm supposed to be this person. This is how I'm supposed to be. How in the world can I possibly do that? And we're off in the wild blue yonder, as it were, spiritually. When God wants us to learn to live in the moment, and to learn how to walk with him and know him and trust him with the process and even trust him with the progress. Paul says, I haven't arrived. Does he sound like he's distressed about it? Like, I should be there, but I'm not. Oh, God, I just hope he still likes me. See, there isn't any sense of that. Paul was right on schedule. I pray that God will help us to realize that even right where we're at, in a sense, we're on schedule. And if we can understand how to walk with this and how to reckon on this in a daily basis, we can begin to make some of that progress. And there's so much that gets in the way of that. You know, you can be so obsessed with what I'm not and how short I've come and I should be this and I should be that. Oh, God. And we can be so focused on that that we miss the lessons of today. I don't want to be so, and we think, oh, that's being spiritual. If I'm just obsessing with, I've got to be this, I've got to be that, and this is still needful, oh, God. It's kind of like telling the potter what to do, isn't it? The potter is working on stuff that will get us there if we'll just be quiet and humble ourselves in his hands and do what comes to hand right now. That's all I got to worry about. There's an immediacy to this that I think we miss. And of course, another thing that gets in the way of what Paul is talking about, he indicates there by forgetting what's behind. Oh, God, are we good at dragging the past along with us? Doesn't Hebrews 12 tell us to lay aside every weight? Yeah. Oh, we're good at carrying weights. And you know, my failures, oh God, I failed, Lord, you know, and I'm bringing that sense of failure along and I can't just let it go and feel free. Do you think, even if we fail, do you think God wants us to go along and say, oh, I'm a second-class citizen now, God couldn't care about somebody like me? Is that how he wants any of his children to live? Of course it isn't. God wants us to be in the moment and have freedom and know Him, know that He loves us, and be able to take the next step forward, even though there's wind in our face. He's going to send the wind because He knows that's what it takes to accomplish, you know, us learning to let go of what our flesh wants and to lay hold of what He wants, what He desires. But, oh God, do we hang on to things? Lord, did you see what they did? You need to straighten them out. God, I'm waiting for you to fix that. Fix them. Take care of it, Lord. And I'm so bogged down emotionally with what they did to me or with this thing that happened that I don't understand that I'm not free to move. I'm not free to even live in the moment. I'm so bogged down just carrying that burden of lack of forgiveness, a lack of bitterness, of all the range of things that you think about that we carry in ourselves. And again, the sense of failure is one of the big ones. We get to the point where, well, it's no use. This is good enough. And here's the Lord trying to shine a light and trying to bring us back to the moment. I am so thankful that there is a place where no matter what there is in my past, I can bring it to the cross. And I can be as free from guilt and shame as if it had never happened in the first place. What a miracle of the gospel. But coming to that is a challenge. We just are so proud. It's pride, really. I shouldn't have done that. Well, no, you shouldn't. Do you know there are so many things that God needs to do in our lives that we don't get there unless we experience what's wrong with us. And sometimes, many times, all too many times, the only way we find out is when God says, all right, I'll show you. You think you got this? And He lets us fall in the mud real good. And then, what do? You know, I thought about this. I just pray this fits in here because it's kind of an unusual connection. But one of the most rightly, in the right sense, celebrated characters of the Bible was David. And we talk about his Psalms, and we sang one this morning. The Psalms of praise, the sense of this is a man after God's own heart. But do you know there was a need in David's life that he didn't know about? And you all remember what happened. There came a time when God had blessed him in so many ways. He was becoming one of the most powerful kings on the planet. And everywhere he went, he won victories. But there came a time when instead of being on the field of battle where he was supposed to be, he said, I'm going to sit this one out. God help us to be so in tune with Him where we're doing what we're supposed to be doing and not taking a vacation.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.